Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 10, 1806. Captain Clark returns. Fort Clatsop being pretty much completed and game for food being readily available, the captains find themselves with some extra time and so are writing long and detailed journal entries. Sometimes the entries are 3 to 4 pages long, and so we must edit them to fit our little radio program. Today Captain Lewis writes a 3-pager. Here are the highlights.
Captain Clark returned at 10 p.m. this evening with the majority of the party who accompanied him. Having left some men to assist the salt makers to bring in the meat of 2 elk which they had killed, and sent 2 others through by land to hunt. Captain Clark found the whale on the coast about 45 miles southeast of Point Adams and about 25 miles from Fort Clatsop by the route he took. The whale was already pillaged of every valuable part by the Killamucks. In the vicinity of one of whose villages it lay on the strand, where the waves and tide had driven it up and left it. Shannon and Gass were found with the salt makers and ordered to return. Captain Meriwether Lewis, January 10, 1806.
Captain Clark makes another observation of the day.
The natives in this neighborhood are excessively fond of smoking tobacco. In the act of smoking, they appear to swallow it as they draw it from the pipe, and for many draughts together you will not perceive the smoke they take from the pipe. In the same manner, they inhale it in their lungs until they become surcharged with the vapor, when they puff it out to a great distance through their nostrils and mouth. I have no doubt that tobacco smoked in this manner becomes much more intoxicating. Those people do not appear to know the use of spirituous liquors, they never having once asked us for it. Captain William Clark, January 10, 1806.
Today is another time the captains reunite after independently exploring the countryside. Lewis explored the coast from the Columbia north, and then Clark did the same with a small party. Both captains wrote about the rugged beauty of the coast. Captain Lewis provides a bit of insight into his religious philosophy when he remarks regarding the new store of oil and blubber.
Small as the store is, we prize it highly, and thank the hand of Providence, which had for directing the whale to us, and thank him much more kind to us than he was Jonah, having sent this monster to be swallowed by us, instead of swallowing of us, as Jonah did.
Tomorrow, a canoe lost.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.